we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's brand new to us, and also for the Chesterton Art Center is the new marketing director, and she's going to be telling us about some of the things happening. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Ajaya Mezgabon.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Well, we first want to just get a little bit of background on you, since you're going to be the new marketing director, and tell us a little bit about your background and everything before we talk about the events going on there.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the ripe age of 23, so I'm fresh out of college. I studied at Indiana University in Bloomington, and I majored in marketing and advertising with a minor in graphic design. So I love advertising, marketing, telling stories, and sharing information about the things that matter. So,
and locally, where did you grow up?
Yeah, I'm based in Chesterton. I've lived in Chesterton basically my whole life, and I used to take classes at the Art Center when I was little, which actually kind of helped develop my love for art and art making. So it's a really nice full circle moment to be working here now.
Have your own art practice?
I don't. I would like to try to start making time to have my own art practice, maybe doing some freelance graphic design or something like that on the side. But as of right now, I'm kind of dedicating a lot of my time to here just working in general.
So tell us a little bit about some of your day-to-day duties there, and then we'll get on to what you're really here for, is to talk about what's happening there.
Yeah, so I've been really working on redeveloping, I guess, our social media and marketing strategy. We feel like we want to keep telling the stories that matter and the stories that really explain what the Chesterton Art Center can do for the community. And so I've been working on trying to specify what that is, what our impact is, and how we can connect with our audience. So everything that I do is focused on connecting with our audience and just telling stories that show how important art is in the community.
Well, speaking of what's important in the community, you are now working on several things, but upcoming in August is one of the big events at the Chesterton Art Center. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be the 65th annual Chesterton Art Fair. It'll be the first art fair that I've worked at, but I've attended the art fair as a visitor for many years. So that's going to be on August 3rd and 4th. And on August 3rd, which is Saturday, it'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And August 4th will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be free parking, and admission is only $5 per person. And if you're under 12, you get in for free. So that's always a fun perk. So bring your kids.
Sure, this year.
So I believe it was a culmination of quite a few, but Holly Jackson was one of them. I know Hannah, the executive director, helped with jurying. I believe Rebecca from Three Moons Fiberworks helped jury some as well. I'm sure there was more that I'm just kind of forgetting. So yeah, but lots of local artists helped jury the show.
How many artists do you have in the show?
We've got 81 currently. So 81 confirmed. So that's about the same as last year. It's a really full fair, and there's lots of different varieties of mediums that people work in. So we've got like a lot of jewelry, a lot of ceramics, some leather works, watercolor, fine art, fine photography, basically anything art related that you might enjoy, you could probably find at the art fair. So
do you think it's, what's the balance between all of those, mostly painting and jewelry, or?
It's a lot of ceramics and jewelry this year. It kind of changes every year depending on who applies and the jurors, of course, but there is a lot of ceramics, jewelry. There's some fiber art that's really cool. And there is like watercolor painting, photography. I'm just kind of going off the list in my head.
Can you name some of the artists?
Yeah. So there's Steven Skinner from Black Tree Studio. He's based out of New Carlisle. He's a pottery person. We've got some people from California. Haley Shoup, who is from California, she does watercolor. And Chandra Williams, who's based out of Michigan, she makes leather goods and bags, which are really beautiful. And we've got Linda Weinegar from Weinegar Pottery in LaPorte as well, who is also a member at the center. She'll be selling her work there.
Mm-hmm. So what about some of the other things going on at the art fair, like music and food and also activities for kids?
Yeah. So we've got quite a few different food vendors this year. We've got Ben's Soft Pretzels, Dog Days, A coffee truck, Travel and Tom's Coffee of the Dunes, a vegan food truck, and a taco food truck as well. And then on Saturday, we've got Marco Villarreal, Billy Foster, and Patty Schaffner performing. So that'll be the entertainment throughout the day. And then on Sunday, we've got Alexis Alexis Bratzkis, Mike Owens, and Leanne Sutler performing on Sunday. So yeah, it'll be lots of great music, lots of good food, lots of art, lots of things to buy and be shopping for. So,
well, quickly, we're in our last minute here. Tell us, you do have a current exhibit running that's going to run through September 1st. Tell us briefly about that. And then information again about where the art fair is, how to get tickets and things like that in our last few seconds here.
Yeah, of course. So Beneath the Surface by John Hook and Andrea Peterson, they're local to LaPorte and have their own homestead and pottery and papermaking studio there. They'll be exhibiting from July 5th to September 1st. They're going to be doing an artist demo on August 16th from 4 to 7 as part of Chesterton's Third Friday, which we're really excited about. And we've also got a free family art day planned on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 2. So all are welcome for that to come and make art for free at the center.
That's all the time we have for you. That's the new marketing director for Chesterton Arts Center, Agia Amezgabon. Thank you for sharing on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, Esther.
And a quick Spotlight Extra, NWI Superstar on September 27th, Geno's in Hobart is where the final performance will be. And if you in before August 30th, you can also be a sponsor of this wonderful project. Art of the Year Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.